May I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The story goes that a Jewish man was out walking one day when he felt ill and realised he was having a heart attack. A Catholic priest happened to be on the other side of the road and saw what was happening and rushed across to see if he could help. "Tell me, my son," he said, "are you a Christian?" The man looked confused. "Do you believe in the Trinity? Do you confess one God in three persons?" At this, the Jewish man opened his eyes, looked straight into this man's eyes, and said, "Are you kidding? At a desperate time like this, and you're asking me silly questions about maths?" Well, to a lot of people, the Trinity does seem, if not a question on maths to a man having a heart attack, at least an obscure doctrine. But I want to suggest to you this morning, it is about how we see life, how we understand the world in which we live. I would guess that most people have some kind of view of what life is like. The doctrine of the Trinity is the Christian way of summing up what we believe in life. What it says is that life is shaped around three central realities: the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. As Father, God is revealed as the creator of the universe and Lord of life. As Son, God is revealed in the life and person of Jesus of Nazareth. As Spirit, God is revealed as the divine presence in the life and activity of those first disciples and the early church, as they set out to make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching people to obey Jesus' commands. These are the three aspects of the Christian experience of God. So let's have a quick look at them one by one. Firstly, the love of God. Christians believe that the final reality of life is pure love. Is that how it seems to you? Life is a very varied experience. Looking back at my own life, there's no doubt for me what has mattered most. It's been the moments when in some way I've experienced love. But love is only a part of life. There can also be terrible pain, loneliness, and emptiness. What do we really make of life? The Christian answer is clear. God is love. St. John says, those who live in God live in love, and God lives in them. When we love, we are meeting with the God who is the maker of all creation. It's love that we are made from, and love which we are made for. St. Paul says that love will never come to an end. Yet, can we really believe this? What evidence is there in a world where pain and joy are so randomly mixed? For the first Christians, the answer was clear. They believed it because of Jesus. In him, they had seen a life so full of love that to know him was to be in the presence of God. On Calvary, Jesus had met with the worst that life could bring. He experienced hatred, violence, and pain. It had seemed that he was dead and finished, but on Easter morning, they had found that love was stronger than death, and not even the grave could hold him. So they came to see that there is meaning and purpose to everything, and that love would never come to an end. St. Paul could write, then, what could separate us from the love of Christ? And he said, I am convinced that there is nothing in death nor life that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So let's look at the second part of our view of life, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. As St. John puts it, God is love, and his love was shown to us in this way, that he sent his only Son into the world to bring us life. So the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we look at the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's one thing to say that God made the world, and that in Christ we see God. But the question is whether our faith will have any impact on our ordinary lives. In one of my first pastoral visits after ordination, a woman was talking to me about her marriage. My husband's the head of the family, she said. He makes all the big decisions. He decides what we think about art and beauty and how the government ought to rule the economy. He just leaves me with the little decisions, like what colour we should paint the lounge. And then she came to tell me what really was bothering her. It's easy, isn't it, to have a faith which is fine on the abstract theories, but doesn't touch the real ordinary business of living. There are a huge number of people who sincerely believe in God, but they don't know the experience of finding God present as an inward source of strength. the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. The Spirit gives us life. A book I read during Lent told of a brilliant young man with a devout faith who had just come to the end of his university course, a 7-year long course. He had an excellent career already lined up for him when, following a routine visit to his optician, he discovered that his eyesight was failing. Following referral to hospital, the day came when his specialist told him the truth, that he would soon become totally blind. As he came out of the consulting room into the street and stood in the sunlight to collect himself and think on what he'd just heard, as he stood there, he suddenly felt the love of God wrap round him, and he experienced an overwhelming sense of peace and joy, filling him like he had never experienced before. Now, not everyone will experience God in exactly that way. It may be that we see the glory of God in nature, or it may be in times of difficulty that we find a strength which can only come from God. But the Christian view of life is not complete until we see how the love of God is found in the present circumstances of ordinary life. So let's sum up the total view of the universe, which the doctrine of the Trinity is trying to express. Ultimately, the final meaning of life is found in the love of God. This love underlines all that is. In Christ, it is seen and expressed in the life of a man, Jesus. And through the Holy Spirit, it can be found in our experience. As God is in himself, so he is in Christ, and so he is in our lives. One God in three persons. May we know that, believe it, understand it, and so find the joy that comes from knowing God the Father, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.